Sudnam.
Sudnam.
How are you?
Good. How are you, Prince Mary?
Good. Glad to hear you.
Good to hear you. How's life in Chicago?
It's good. I signed up for new teacher training. I'm taking Maida meditation in Massachusetts this time. So I'll be going there this week, this month.
Oh.
And then I plan to go this year to the European Yoga Festival.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you want. And then to Romania to teach some yoga.
Oh, wow, that's something.
Yes, a lot of stuff happening.
Yeah,
how about you?
I'm doing great. I'm about to take a trip to Ecuador with a reed who's on these calls, part of the mother. So it's supposed to be the umbilical cord of the earth, so came out of a vision, so we'll see. But yeah, I feel like I'm being pulled into a lot of directions, so a lot of openings is great.
Ecuador, when would that be? Very soon?
I'm going to leave on the 24th and come back April 7th.
Oh, how beautiful. It's about the same time I'm doing this whole transformation, the mind and meditation. I start on the 25th and then be done by the 9th.
Okay.
And, wow, that's a beautiful thing.
Satnam, this is Sharon. How is everyone?
Satnam, Sharon, welcome. We're good. How are you up north?
Good, yes. The snow is receding finally, which is good. And yes, personally, I've been feeling really, really great the last, 4 or 5 days, just really empowered and just everything flowing really, really smoothly and synchronicity. And there was one interesting thing that came up for me on Sunday. I was talking with someone who had a lot of, issues at her work. And, it's just, wasn't even what she was saying about that or anything, but it just, I don't know, it just really made me realize that or feel, there's so many people in that same situation. It was just clear as day, and it had nothing to do with what she was even talking about, but it was just really interesting how I've always been, in tune with that, but it was just more clear, just feeling that for some reason.
Yeah, I can understand what you're saying, kind of more of a clarity, kind of a crisper awareness of different energies and synchronicities, moving into sort of a different vantage point, maybe?
Yeah, or hearing her discuss her issues and her frustration at work, and seeing where she's at in her life, I just felt there's so many people who are distressed, and so, I could just feel that, that had nothing to do with me, but I thought, wow, it just seemed like there were so many more people than just her in that same situation. It was just, felt kind of we just keep trying to help others as ourselves.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Satnam, this is
on the line. That wants to say hi. We always have lots of people, but some people are silent observers, which is fine. They're holding the field. That's beautiful.
Satnam, this is Holly from Kentucky.
Oh, Holly, yay! I just finally answered your email. Mostly I'm on my Yahoo. I'll give you that email so that I can answer quickly.
Oh, great. I'm so happy to be on this call again. Thank you.
Okay, for your voice. Yeah, we'll have to connect when I come back to see if we can connect more about that.
Great.
Yeah.
Satnam, it says free.
But now I'm Paris Freed.
How are you doing, Karen?
Well, this is a really pivotal week. This is kind of one of the weeks we've been waiting for in all eternity. So I'm glad everybody's here so we can record this for the present and future and for posterity and prosperity and everything. Pop next dimension. We can all pop together like popcorn, right? Still popping along our way. Okay, well, it's a few minutes after one, so I think I kind of want to talk about this energy. I'm bursting to talk about what's happening, so I think I'll go ahead and start talking about it, and then we're going to do again the same meditation we did last week, the Ekonkar Satguru Prasad Ekonkar, with our palms together at our heart chakra, our Mercury fingers, and the outside of our hands together, our hands cupped, looking eyes looking one-tenth. So it's about, this is about co-creation because it's the call and the answer. So it's receiving the gifts and the messages coming into us from the infinite and us bringing those in and then sending back. So this is the perfect meditation for this time frame. So we'll be doing that same meditation again. So when we get to that part, and then after that, we'll all check in again if anybody wants to share anything else. It could be anything. So today is March 8th, 2011, and I did want to quickly address something that I've been asked a number of times, people asking about listening to the calls that have already been recorded. And it's really important to understand that all the calls are still active, even if we're talking about a specific new moon or full moon or certain astrological configuration for that day. Because what we're talking about now and in the overall picture of everything is that the planets circulate, the astrological planets and the numbers and the numerology and the consciousness of the Mayan calendar that we're talking about, they're all frequencies that are circulating, that are coming into planet Earth. And we've been talking about last week the five planets in Pisces. And that the experience of those energies is to bring us into a state of compassion, oneness, unity. And the more that we focus on those, the more we bring those into the planet at this time. It's just a starting point for these frequencies that are coming through more strongly at that exact moment. And the more we embody them, the more we spread those frequencies on the planet. So if we want to go back and listen to the call about the Pisces energies that were initiated at that time, it's all the more compassion, love, and oneness that we pull through. These are ongoing energies that need to be anchored in the Earth at this time. And we are the access point to hold these frequencies in our being. So it is appropriate to go back and listen to the calls and expand on whatever frequencies we were talking about at that time, whatever that pivotal point was. That was just a beginning point, an access point. But everything that's coming through, we can just keep expanding. When we say something like oneness or compassion or love, it's only a focal point out of which we can keep evolving and keep allowing that to grow more and more and more, extending more compassion to ourselves, more compassion out to others. So I wanted to just clarify that because that's a question I've been asked. Yes, listening to the pre-recorded calls is appropriate and alive. Yes, this beautiful week, March 9th. Dawn of the Unity Wave, Universal Consciousness, the ninth wave, the ninth step on the Mayan pyramids. Yes, the planetary configuration that the Mayans talk about, the beginning of Gaia, Mother Earth, started 1.26 billion years ago, 16 billion years ago, and the first level, level one, step one, and we're now in the ninth step of the Mayan
pyramids lasted 1.26 billion years. And as of March 9th, which is tomorrow, we're taking a step up to the next frequency. This is the beginning of the ninth wave, the dawn of universal consciousness, the experience of oneness that all these planets in Pisces are opening us up to. The astrology and the Mayan calendars are in synchronization. The energies coming through are in line. The astrological bodies, the stars, the sun, the moon, the planets are lining up to give us certain experiences that we need to move into the consciousness, the frequency, the levels of evolution that are opening up for us on the earth at this time to expand us and move us into master co-creative beings. So, yes, March 9th is the big exciting day, dawn of the unity wave of consciousness. And then we also have Uranus moving into Aries on Friday, March 11th. And what that means is more energy is opening up. It's a burst of energy. We haven't had the planet Uranus in Aries for 84 years. And when it was in Uranus and in Aries 84 years ago, it was World War I, leading into all kinds of revolution and chaos and the Great Depression. So it's a time of great change. It's a time of breaking up stuck energies and moving forward. And at that time, it was who's going to win the war? How are we going to get through this depression? We have some of the same questions. How are we going to break through, win this war to a higher consciousness? How are we going to work together? How are we going to work together in unity as master co-creator beings to now create the world that we want to live in? And the lineup astrologically and with our Earth and the center of the Milky Way galaxy as we move into the unity wave, the ninth wave, is where we are is our sun is lining up with the central sun of the Milky Way galaxy, which is a birth canal, which is a black hole, which is very dense energies. So what we're doing is we're lining up and we're right at the opening of that birth canal. So the thoughts, the seed forms, the actions that we take now are going to be planted, and the seeds that we plant now, the vibrations, the meditations, the chantings, the blessings, the high frequencies, the compassion, the love, are the seeds we're planting to birth this whole new wave of evolution after this complete cycle of Gaia, the 16 billion year history. So those that can hold the frequency, that have the awareness, that can plant new ideas, that can plant the seeds of love, the seeds of divinity, the frequency of humanity and the frequency of oneness, these seeds are now, because of the lineup with the Earth and our sun and the center of the Milky Way galaxy, it's a straight shot, so to speak, right into the birth canal of the dark, which is called the black hole. And beyond the black hole is a white hole. And the white is the next wave of consciousness that we're creating. So this is probably the most important week that we've had in a long time, maybe billions of years. And this period of time goes till October 28th, 2011, and then we move into the 2012 frequencies after that. So we have the 248-day period, and it's almost like a close to a nine-month gestation cycle, like a birth, like giving birth to a child. So this is a period to plant these higher frequencies in the womb of the cosmos as we're moving out into the alignment with the galaxy and with all of the somebody, star six their phone, please. I'm hearing either wind or breathing or something. If somebody's on a cell phone and walking, that'd be great. Thank you. Yay. So it's such an exciting week. It's just a week to totally really be in meditation and write down your intentions, write down your goals, write down all your beautiful thoughts. Write down and think about, oh, if I could create the world how I want it to be, start with your inner world and then the world around you. And, you know, would you have gardens in every neighborhood, and everybody would have fruit trees in their yard? Would you have a barter system? This is the time that you're coming into power, as everybody's coming into power as a co-creator. And that's what's happening with this Aries and Uranus on Friday. So again, as I said, the astrology totally meshes with the steps on the pyramid of the Mayan calendar as they've given us, this ninth wave, this unity wave. And nine, of course, as we know, is the number of completion, the number of transformation. And that's what we're talking with Uranus moving into the constellation of Aries. And it's going to be in that position for the next 8 years. So what we're talking about right now is, starting on Friday, is the influence we're going to be under for the next 8 years, which is this perfect opening up of Aries moving forward. And Uranus is a planet of revolution. And as we look around, the planet, the Earth, planet Earth, we see there's lots of revolutions happening, whether it's uprisings over dictatorships, or maybe just energies that you're feeling inside your own self. But this is a revolution that's more of an internal revolution. It's a revolution of consciousness. The revolution is centered in the heart chakra, and it's centered in people's minds. Uranus is the planet, and Aquarius, the planet of individuation, where people are saying, you know, who am I? And who am I in relationship to life? Who am I in relationship to the scheme of things? I don't want anybody else to tell me who I am. So this is about people taking their mastery and noticing that they're important. And that's what we're seeing on whatever the level, and however that plays out. This is the energy we're going to be in for the next 8 weeks. Who am I as a co-creator on the planet? I matter. I make a difference. What's my own personal revolution? So this is a metaphysical revolution, and it's fired from a starseed transmission, so to speak, coming through the center of the Milky Way galaxy. It's being shot out of the cannon of the divine mind. It's a pulsar energy. It's a pulse wave that's coming into us. It's a frequency. It's moving through everybody. It's coming onto the planet, and we're feeling this. So however, wherever people are, everybody's feeling this. But this gateway is unleashing powerful, higher dimensional frequencies. And these frequencies haven't been felt before on the planet. It's a radical new energy, and it's going to immerse the whole planet. And it has to do with a leap in the evolutionary consciousness of the whole planet. It's a quantum leap where people are just suddenly waking up, and you probably see that in the people around you if you turn on the news, where all of a sudden people have a new awareness, and they're no longer going to be slaves of the system, so to speak, whatever system they've been in. So it's a real system buster time, and it can happen quickly. Uranus is a planet of sudden changes. It's a planet of miracles. And so you might experience yourself things happening quickly, or something that you thought of just coming into your awareness. I had a kind of an interesting example of that, and I'm sure you all have many examples of that, but I was thinking about my father and sort of like thinking, I wish I could talk to him or ask him something. And he's been out of his physical body for quite a number of years. And when he was in his physical body, he's a beautiful, beautiful being. But I didn't have a lot of conversations with him. He was kind of more the one that worked, and my mother was more the one that was stay-at-home, kind of the person I communicated with more. But I just sort of had this feeling about my father and wanting to talk to him. And it was kind of funny. I was cleaning out some files, and I found a letter from him, a very short letter. And he said, I'm doing good, and he had helped me with something. He had helped me he paid a bill off, and he just showed me that. It was so beautiful, but that's an example of miracle energy, Uranian energy. This is a letter I didn't even remember that I had. I have very little communication from my father. That's probably the only piece of, you know, written communication that I have from him. And I didn't even know it was there, and I was thinking of him and wanting to communicate with him, and that letter literally fell into my hands. So there's an, you know, kind of a small example, or maybe a big example for me, of miracle Uranian energy. How when you and your power, our power as co-creators, how powerful our thoughts are when they're lined up with our hearts. How you will, what you put into this womb of creation right now is such a powerful time to bring forth the world that we want to see happen, the higher frequency, unity consciousness of love, and how you are such an integral part. Everybody's such a part of making this happen. This is the time of saying, hey, I'm no longer, you know, living in primordial slime of unconsciousness from the beginning of time. I'm a fully awakened co-creator being. This is who I am. I'm claiming my identity. I'm claiming who I am. I'm moved into my next level of consciousness. I'm sourced from God. I'm part of God. I'm part of Goddess. My consciousness is universal in nature. And so this starts to create feelings of excitement, and Uranus is a very exciting time, so it could be, you know, breaking up patterns that are scary, but keep with the excitement, and that we're right starting tomorrow at the beginning, the cutting edge of the ninth wave, remembering that each of these steps, each of these waves, which are time waves or creation waves, speed up 20 times. So as I said, step one, which is connecting with the center of the Earth, the center of Gaia, was 1.26 billion years. This time wave, 20 times, 20 times, 20 times, is 20 times speeded up. In other words, the amount of evolution that happened in 1.26 billion years is now happening in 248 days. So you might notice that things are happening really fast. So if something happens and you don't like it, don't worry. Have another thought. It'll happen quickly. So your next thought can happen quickly, so you can move through anything that you want to let go of quickly. So don't, it's not a time of thinking, oh, it's going to take forever to get resolution on that, or it's never going to happen. Everything's happening really fast, and what you're thinking, what you want to create, is what matters now more than anything. This is the time when people are actually coming into their power as co-creators. This has never happened before. So there may be some shakiness, there may be some moving back and forth, but this is what's happening. It's going to be, you know, intense, it's going to be fast, it's going to be revolutionary, it's going to be a revolution of consciousness, a revolution of spirit. We may see it as widespread instability on the planet. We may see it in a variety of ways, but it's going to move into a newly awakened society that we are creating for the first time on the planet. As a whole, each person has an opportunity to contribute to what will be created, and your contribution is what's going to create this next world. It's almost like the gods have said, okay, here was an experiment. We've been kind of dropping in and doing different things and doing this and doing that, but now you're in charge. You're now going to get the keys to the car, and we're going to drive away and go to another galaxy and start another experiment some way. So here, who can drive? Who can grab the keys? You know, so just put your hand out, and Dad's giving you the keys to the car. Where are you going to drive it to? What ride are you going to take us on? What do you want in this carnival Earth? What carnival ride do you want? So the veils are lifting. The veils are lifting between dimensions so people can see these higher frequencies. People can see a lot faster that they do have power and their thoughts matter. And it's love that connects us all. So it's a really time to really anchor in the frequency of love. And like I said, it's fear or something that you want comes up. Let go of it quickly. This is the time to really release it. Clear your midline as we work on these calls. And I'm going to talk just for a couple minutes, because it's important, about the archetypical aspect of this time, this Uranus time, this Aries. So the archetypical time that we're in is really working on our inner psyche and really adjusting to becoming a co-creator. And we're having to work within our own selves to coalesce what our own unique identity is and the value of that identity that's based on love. And everybody has many parts of themselves. We have, we're all like mother, daughter, friend. We have the critical voices. We have the loving voices. We have an inner judge. We have an inner critic. We're lovers. We're this. We're that. So this is about what is our own unique identity, and how do we work with those parts of ourselves now that we know that we have the power to impact the whole. So how are we going to coalesce, and how are we going to unify? Because we're moving into the ninth wave, unity consciousness. How are we going to unify our own identity? That's this Uranus in Aries aspect that's coming in for the next 8 years. So according to the mythology, Uranus was the firstborn child and husband to Gaia, the Earth herself. And according to the mythology, that the Earth emerged out of primordial chaos. So there's all these swirling energies around, and they all got like a ball thrown by the creator gods. There's all these energies, and they're swirling around. I'm going to gather them up into a big ball, and I'm going to throw it into the cosmos. And that was Earth. So you can imagine yourself, if you're thinking about doing something creative and you have all these different energies. Well, I want to create something, and I'm a painter, and I want to create a painting. So I have all these colors and brushes and canvas, and you have to kind of, they're all these creative energies, all these colors on your palette are swirling around. So we're just going to, according to mythology, that's what Earth was like. It was just a swirling mass of energies that got put into a ball and thrown into space. And Gaia came out of primordial chaos. And so Gaia was everything. Gaia was everything. And out of Gaia and out of these energies and out of this chaos, Gaia gave birth to Uranus, who was the other part of her, the male part of her, the male counterpart. And the male counterpart was her husband, her son, her lover. So we have the night and day duality, earth and sky being born, all from these swirling mass of energies being contained in Gaia. So then we have Uranus being born, and Uranus, the name means rainmaker. So, or fertilizer, that which brings forth. So this energy, out of this swirling mass of energy, was brought forth all the life on the earth, the grasses, the shrubs, the trees, and Uranus mated with Gaia. And now here's where the part gets kind of interesting. So Gaia gave birth to the Titans and to monsters and the Cyclops. And Uranus didn't like what they gave birth to, and so he became a tyrant and imprisoned what he gave birth to deep in the underworld. And these energies or beings that were given birth to and were hidden away, Gaia didn't like that at all. And so she didn't like what Uranus had done. She didn't like that he hid away her offspring, and so she plotted to actually have the testicles of Uranus cut off, which killed him. And his blood spilled down onto the earth and created the three furies. And then also his energy was spilled down into the sea, and that gave birth to Aphrodite. And then after he died, the sky and the earth were no longer connected. We had a separation between the aspects, the male and the female. So that's kind of a lot of information. But what the mythology is telling us is that even at the beginning of the earth, there were things that were giving birth to that weren't the pristine, promised, virginal energies that we wanted. There was mistakes. So all these energies we've been going through, the Pluto energies we've had, and the Capricorn breaking up of systems. What this all is saying is that even from the beginning of Gaia and what she gave birth to, there has been things on the planet that were less than perfect. So we've been going through this process of purification through this whole period of evolution. So sort of refining and refining. What do we want to give birth to as a mother, as a being on the earth? So now's the time to redefine what we want to give birth to. No, we don't want to have cyclops. No, we don't want to maybe have dinosaurs anymore. You know, we don't want to have the titans that are going to kill people. So it's a time to kind of like maybe get it right, so to speak, or say, well, in these higher frequencies, what do we want to go back to? If we're swirling in this primordial mass, this chaotic mass, it's a time for recreating after all of the history on planet Earth. It's not a time to feel bad that I've made mistakes. And you can. So this is a time to create a miracle and get conscious about what we do want to create. So we're looking at that now, and we're saying, wow, there's a lot more to this myth, to this mythology. But that's the basis of mythology of Gaia, planet Earth, that we've been working with since the beginning of time and sorting out. So this is a time to really sort things out in your own mind, in your own nervous system, and move into kind of a futuristic, instantaneous intelligence where information is everywhere, and we can sort it out, and together we can move into creating the world that we all want to live in. And this ninth wave is also symbolic of highly refined technologies. We're moving into, you know, social networking, where we all know what everybody's doing if we want to share it, or where lots of people are doing. We can move away from, say, oil, the technologies of oil, and move into maybe cars that run on hydrogen, on water. So this is really a time of as a planet, saying, what do we want to create together? And let's think about it this time. And we can let go of these heavier, denser energies. We can let go of the one-eyed cyclops that don't see the whole vision. We can let go of the titans that want to kill everybody. We can let go of war, and we can have peaceful transitions. So that's the time that we're dealing with. It's a powerful week. We're all together. I'm so happy for your contribution and for everything that we're putting into the field to create together. And so now we're going to move into a moment of miracles in our Sat Guru Prasad meditation. So cup of prayer, hands at the heart chakra, and here we go.
Come, come, come.
miracle in your hand. Of being a co-creator with the divine, that is the miracle. One of them. Main one. And let it go, let it go. Place your hands on your heart. Let this energy come into your whole body. Feeling who you are, your unique contribution, your breath, and your connection with the whole, with the infinite, and with all of us. And inhale, and let it go, let it go. And slowly come back. Beautiful. Good. So would anybody like to share anything? This is a powerful week. If you have anything you'd like to talk about, we're just beginning to talk about what's going to be happening in this whole unity way, the next 248 days and the 8 years of Aries Uranus, and so we'll be talking more about that next week, of course. And we'll keep anchoring this in, knowing that who you are is important. So if anybody would like to make any comments or connections, it's good to find your voice. Would anybody like to share? We could hear your voice. What do you think about the mythology that we talked about? Thought that was interesting. That the mythology is that at the beginning of Gaia, the Earth, Gaia herself, out of the chaos, was creating some miscreations, and we've sort of been working through all these different maybe miscreations of the gods, so to speak, and learning from them, and now we're sort of refining and fine-tuning and saying, okay, now we get to create what we want. So what does anybody think about the mythology? Anybody want to comment on that?
Satnam.
Satnam.
This is your car.
Hi, Satnam.
Mythology is a big thing. It's interesting, the idea, you know, because we're made to believe in any god form or goddess or spirit form being perfect, and the idea of making mistakes as a god, it's interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
But more than the, you know, I'm almost without words right now.
Mm-hmm.
It does happen.
Happens to all of us.
The combination of everything that's been going on, I don't know if you noticed, the solar flares, the volcanoes. Actually, the volcano I visited 3 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, it's been exploding to the max. It's been erupting in ways that it hasn't in more than 25 years. Everything's just kind of really, I mean, the congruency of everything that you shared, even some of the words that you use is sometimes a little scary. But it's mostly reassuring because, you know, like I said so many times before, I feel sometimes the insanity of all the movement, but when other people speak it and share that they're having it, there's this loneliness in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that means a lot. But even the illustrations of the birthing, I feel like I'm going through a birthing of my own.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty intense times, and just to be able to give a date, you know, and to know that the shifts are, I'm not imagining things, the shifts are happening almost by the minute.
Mm-hmm.
It's reassuring, so I just wanted to thank you once again. I don't have a lot of wisdom to share right now other than just, you know, put on your seatbelts and enjoy the ride.
Yeah, I think that's the best information you can share, and just hearing your voice is really pivotal, important right now, and thank you for sharing. I think the first step is for people just to find their voices and just start sharing what's going on with them more and at a deeper level, because finding our voices as co-creators is like a really pivotal step right now, I feel, so thank you for sharing.
Yeah, it's sometimes hard to find the words, but I know the voice is there.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you.
Guru Karen, it's Jez Preet again. I kind of agree with Rambir Kaur about just putting on a seatbelt and enjoying the ride, because that's just basically what I've been doing. I've been feeling and experiencing so many things coming at me from not only family and friends and their desires to want to unite with everybody else. But so many, I guess they would be my dreams or my ideal thoughts on what I would like to see within my life, and just see them taking shape, you know, without me really, I guess not really physically doing anything more than just envisioning it. And then seeing other things coming at me, letting me know, yes, yes, this is the way to go. This is the right path. It's pretty empowering.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, this is a time just to feel things and know what the right path is for ourselves. That's beautiful. Thank you.
Satnam, it's 23. For me, it was really interesting. I had kind of a vision during the meditation, like I was traveling to space and coming here from someplace else. And I had the feeling my daughter's coming from the same place. And I was here before, that's why I came again. And it's very interesting because the feeling I had is that Gaia is not alone. Many universes, many people from other places are here now, like a bee from other places, if you want to say, are here now in a numerous number, I think. It's a big number on the planet. And then I called upon a lot of the teachers that I met on this planet since I am here, and everybody came. Everybody was here with us on the call. So I guess my message is call on to the people you resonate with so they unite with you and the mission you are here.
That's beautiful. I like the idea of the call, putting out the call.
Putting out
the call to the people that we love and the angels. And I love that. I think that that's a really beautiful piece, an initiation, putting out the call to what, you know, pulling in what we love, people we love, spirits we love. Thank you. Yeah, we're getting some great
Thank you.
Thank you.
Satnam, this is Sharon, and I feel just from hearing other people talk as well, it's just like you say, the love, and I just want to share that with as many people as I see and talk to. I just want everyone to know that I, you know, how I feel about them. There's no fear of holding back because of what people might think or anything. It's just, you know, it's just allowing it to flow through you and just to pass that on to everyone you talk to, I think.
Yeah, I totally feel that, and I think that's so important, just to allow that current to be sent out. And I see that current of love every time, you know, you send it out, Sharon, and any of us do. It just catches, and it flows like a river. So, yes, all these energies are so important to put out right now. This is the most powerful time to put these out. Thank you. Yeah, I totally feel that. Anybody else feel that? Thank you, Sharon. Anybody else want to comment on how they feel putting their energies out, is how that's going or what they're experiencing? Well, right now my third eye is just vibrating. It's been great feeling this current of love, this electric current of love between all of us. And I'm really valuing that connection. And I'm feeling that the meditation we did, the Satguru Prasad, I'm just feeling that flow of that and that abundance of that. So I invite each of you to hold your cup of prayer at your heart chakra and even mentally vibrate that mantra. And whatever it is that you feel sharing with others, just put it in your cup of prayer and see how it synergizes and see how that can become a co-creation. And then let us know how your prayers are showing up for you, how synchronicities are showing up for you. You could maybe keep a little journal. This would be a good time to start maybe a miracle journal, a ninth wave Uranus and Aries miracle journal, and just notice things and let us know how that all goes. So would anybody else like to share before we complete the call? Okay, well, it's been beautiful being with everybody today. My heart's overflowing and filled with love and joy. And I'll spread that around. So until the 15th, I'll hold everybody in my heart. Satnam.
Satnam, thank you.
Thank you, Sharon. Satnam. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Mom.